This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
That's right, it is Rock Talk, and my name is Mark Shuttleworth, and this morning we are joined by Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance. Jesse, welcome to the program. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, tell people listening about Rochester Cycling Alliance, a kind of an overview of what it is the organization does.
Sure. So the Rochester Cycling Alliance was created in 2008 to unite local bicycle advocates. And so the reason that many municipalities here have bicycle master plans that they're chipping away at is because of the advocacy work of the Rochester Cycling Alliance. And in 2009, another separate organization was founded called Reconnect Rochester that had a little bit of a similar mission, but just a broader scope. Reconnect Rochester focused not only on bicycling, but transit and walking. And so the two organizations worked in close tandem for many years before they decided to more or less merge. And so we're one organization now, which is great.
So we're speaking with Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance. The website where you can get information about Rochester Cycling Alliance is reconnectrochester.org, which is that other organization that Jesse was talking about, where they have kind of merged with. So what is it that you are hoping for Rochester when it comes to cycling?
So my impression is that I think Rochester is really well situated to be a great bicycling city. I think it's absolutely attainable for us to be the best biking city in the Great Lakes. Part of that is just because of our size. You know, the late Joseph Floriano had that wonderful quote that, you know, Binghamton was too small, New York City was too big, Rochester was just right. And I know that I live in Rochester because I really identify with that statement as well. You know, we're the perfect size to do a lot of bicycling for short trips. You know, I don't try to, you know, get people to get rid of their cars and only bicycle. But I do tell people that, look, if we just saved our cars for when the distances are too long, when the weather's cruddy, when you're transporting multiple people, only if you biked the rest of the time, only for short solo trips in good weather, we'd live on a different planet. I mean, we'd be healthier. The planet would be healthier. People would save a lot of money. And so I do think Rochester and our region in general is just well positioned to be a good bicycling city. The average city resident has a 4.1 mile commute that was found out a couple years ago when the city underwent its comprehensive access and mobility plan. So that means that the average city resident can get to work on their bike in 20 or 25 minutes, which is just blows me away. I mean, compared to other cities, we're really well positioned for that kind of thing.
And it gives you a chance here in Rochester. Of course, you know, half the year we spend under snow and cold temperatures, but the other half of the year is typically quite beautiful, not too hot, just right. And I think that lends itself nicely to bicycling, you know, for 4, 5, 6 months out of the year.
Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things about cycling, and I think people who run and jog, they know this as well, is that whenever you're outside and you're physically active, it makes it feel 15 to 20 degrees warmer. And so one of the best things that you can do if you do want to, you know, enjoy yourself outside more and make Rochester winters a little bit more bearable is just to get outside. And so to be honest, I do bike year round. I mean, I don't expect that everybody would do that, but it is easier and a lot more fun than people think. But I'm actually most comfortable when it's in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Really?
It feels 20 degrees warmer and it feels room temperature. And, you know, everybody loves cycling when it's in the 60s and 70s and 80s. That's great. But you really get sweaty that time of year, too. So to me, nothing beats in the 40s and 50s. That's my favorite time of the year to ride.
We're speaking with Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance. You can learn more about Rochester Cycling Alliance on their website, which is reconnectrochester.org. So, do you organize events then in the Rochester area for people to come on out and get involved, and you know, an excuse, if you will, to get their bikes out and ride?
Yeah, for many years now, I think since the RCA's inception in 2008, we have organized Rochester Bike Week. We do that in collaboration with the city of Rochester and many local bike organizations and riding groups, both informal and formal. And basically, every year in May, we organize a bike week with a lot of events, a lot of fun group rides for all ages, all abilities. We do a couple what we call bike-to-work pit stops, where people who bike on their way to work can swing by, get some information, talk with our volunteers, grab some food and maybe some coffee. So we try to make it as fun as possible. And to be honest, Bike Week just gets bigger and better every year. I mean, of course, last year threw us all off and we had to do it in September instead of May. But Bike Week this year will be Friday, May 7th to Sunday, May 16th. And if anybody goes to reconnectrochester.org/bikeweek, you'll see the full schedule there. And, you know, feel free to stop by at any of these open invite rides. It's a chance to celebrate bicycling in the community. It's a chance to show off the gorgeous trails and the great bike infrastructure that we have, but also just to welcome people, particularly new riders, into the very welcoming bicycle community that we have here.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's not a cliquish organization where only people who were cycle can bike 40 miles can be involved in this. You're looking for anybody to come on out and be a part.
Yeah, you know what I feel pretty strongly is that there's so many impediments to getting on a bicycle. There's so many perceptions, sometimes misperceptions. In the way of getting more people on bicycles. People think that you have to be an athlete and you need to have an expensive bike and you need to be able to cycle a long distance. And just none of those things are true. And so we do have a good relationship with a lot of local bike organizations. And we just want all those barriers to getting on a bicycle to fall down. And so we don't, ourselves organize a lot of bicycle rides, but we point to the open invite bicycle rides that other organizations are doing. And Rochester, for a city of our size, has a wonderful bicycle community. I mean, every night of the week, there's an open invite ride for all ages and skill levels. So, again, go to that reconnectrochester.org/bikeweek and, bring your bike by and have fun. It's a great time to celebrate biking, especially in May.
Yeah, we're speaking with Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance, RCA for short. And the website you can go to for more information is reconnectrochester.org. Running is great exercise. It can be hard on the body, especially the knees and maybe the back as well. But cycling is a little bit easier on the joints, if you will, right? But it's you're out in the fresh air. It's still good exercise.
Yeah, a few years ago, I twisted my knee and I hurt my ankle pretty bad. And going downstairs was excruciating and walking was painful, but I was actually able to ride my bike. And, people thought that was funny and I was faking my injury. But it's actually because your legs are suspended and your entire body's weight is not on your legs when you bicycle. Yeah, if you have knee issues or, hip issues, cycling is something that you can do. And again, we love seeing those barriers to bicycling fall. And it's something that anybody can do. I mean, Rochester Accessible Adventures is a great local organization that focuses on adaptive cycling, and whether it's tricycles or recumbent bicycles or wheelchair bicycles, you don't have to have a traditional diamond frame bicycle with two wheels to bicycle. There's all sorts of options out there, which is exciting to see.
And I assume cycling is also something, you can see people of all ages riding bikes, from kids up to seniors, and they're all welcome to get involved.
Absolutely. I mean, Rochester is so fortunate. I mean, there are literally people that come every year to New York State to bicycle from Buffalo to Albany along the Erie Canal. And we have the Erie Canal in our collective backyard. And so we have trails here that make other places jealous. We have the Genesee Riverway Trail. Brighton is doing a lot of great things with trail development. So over the coming years, especially, I think you're going to see much more connectivity between trails. The city is going all out on its Bicycle Boulevard program, which is really exciting to see. The city of Rochester has basically a network planned of what they call bicycle boulevards. And these are more residential side streets that often parallel busy streets, so that if you want to get somewhere on a bike and you don't feel comfortable bicycling next to heavy traffic, the bike boulevards allow you to do that. The bike boulevards get special traffic calming features to kind of discourage automobiles away and to protect cyclists. So every 4 years, the League of American Bicyclists, which is the national organization for cyclists of all sorts, they assess a community's bike friendliness. And three times in a row, 2012, 2016, and 2020, Rochester was rated a bronze-level bicycling city, which means that, yeah, I mean, we can absolutely improve. We could go to silver or gold someday. But the fact is we're a pretty good bicycling city already. So, yeah, all ages and abilities, there's infrastructure for you.
That's superb. We're speaking with Jesse Piers from Rochester Cycling Alliance. See, that's the kind of thing. We live in Rochester. I didn't no idea that that was the case, that we were so, you know, well-prepared or well-suited, I guess it would be, to be a biking city like that.
Yeah, and again, we're pretty flat, too. I mean, overall, we're pretty flat, which makes cycling a lot easier. And I think Rochester is very well positioned to be a good bicycling city. If you look at the city of Rochester's 2034 plan, I mean, it's common for any city to have a 15-year plan that's supposed to be guiding decision-making. And that plan in Rochester is called Rochester 2034, which will be the city's 200th birthday. So it's a goal of, you know, what kind of city we're aiming to be by 2034. Bicycling is all over that thing. I mean, if you look at bicycles' capacity to, lessen carbon emissions, to make it easier on people's pocketbooks to get around, to get a more active, lifestyle. So bicycling is all over that 2034 plan, which is exciting to see.
Yeah, and one of the things we spoke about earlier was, you know, you don't have to have a fancy bike to bike. And you can get a bike for $100 down at Walmart, probably. I mean, certainly there's a lot more expensive versions. But, if you just want to get around, you want to get out, fresh air, and take part in some of these routes that they've got listed here on the website, reconnectrochester.org. $100 bike will get you as far as you need to go, for sure. And I'm looking on your website here. It's a beautiful website, by the way, reconnectrochester.org. And there's the cycling section, which is what I'm on. I see here it says 290.4 miles of bike paths in Rochester. That is a lot. That's a long way to go.
Yeah. You know, when I moved here in 2007, 2007 was the year that I think New York City really stepped up its bike infrastructure and other cities followed suit. And so Rochester has what we call a complete streets policy. And that means that anytime that there's road work done, it's not just automobile traffic that has to be kept into account. They're supposed to be keeping all road users, people walking, people in wheelchairs, people on scooters, people on bikes, people walking across the street. So Rochester, along with other municipalities here, has complete streets policies, and you're really seeing a lot of bike lanes, a lot of trails being developed, and we're excited to see that continue.
Absolutely, and also up here, you've got a lot of health statistics here, but one stands out: 50% regular cycling can cut your risk of heart attack in half. That's amazing.
It's so exciting. It's literally getting to the point where, you know, if you have your ears in the right places, you hear of new health studies every couple months that are just mind-blowing. I mean, there was a study, I want to say it was in 2016 or 2017 in England, and it found that people who got to work on their bicycle had a much lower chance of developing heart disease, a much lower chance of developing cancer. And it's like, if there was a pill that could, you know, we could pop in our mouths every morning that would reduce your risk level for cancer and heart disease, we'd all be taking it. But that's what cycling does. And, you know, again, part of the reason many people don't bike is because they don't feel safe. But as the former Rochester Cycling Alliance president, Dr. Scott McRae, always said, you're safer on a bike than you are on your couch. I mean, I think we're literally at the point as an American society where I think upwards of 200,000 people die every year due to conditions linked in part to physical and inactivity. And so what cycling is able to do, even if it's for short little 2 or 3 mile, 10 or 15 minute jaunts, I mean, it has an amazing impact on our health. It's exciting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Rochester Cycling Alliance, we're speaking with Jesse Pierce, and the website is reconnectrochester.org. Click on the cycling page, and you get a ton of great resources here, including you've got some links here to cycling maps in the city of Rochester. There's a tour of Rochester, which seems to ring the outside of the greater Rochester area. But there's also suburban things on here as well. We've got the Irondequoit Lakeside Multi-Use Trail. You got the, I had another one here, the Pittsford Trail System is on there as well. So no matter where you are in the Monroe County area, you know, there's resources on this website for you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, one of the neatest things that we've started doing is we developed an annual bike infrastructure update, which is much more fun than it sounds. It's basically Wednesday, April 28th, so a week from today at 7 p.m., we're going to have over Zoom a bike infrastructure update. And what that entails is we get the City of Rochester's transportation specialist to do a Zoom presentation on what bike infrastructure we can expect to be constructed this year, along with what advocacy opportunities and public meetings we should be aware of so that we can show up and advocate for. And then also next Wednesday at that same Zoom bike infrastructure update, we're going to have Bob Williams from the Genesee Transportation Council. Every few years, they put out a regional bike map, not only of the city, but of the greater Rochester region. And that map is finally being updated, and we're going to get an update on that regional bike map. So if people want to tune in for that bike infrastructure update, they can just email me at cycling@reconnectrochester.org, and I'll send them the Zoom link. But that's next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
That's fantastic. Jesse Pierce is who we're speaking with from the Rochester Cycling Alliance. Again, the website, reconnectrochester.org, with some wonderful resources on here. Real quick, as we wrap things up here, recap Bike Week again, because it's coming up, you said, it's the month of May, right?
So National Bike Month is a national phenomenon, and May is National Bike Month. But Rochester Bike Week is going to be Friday, May 6th to Sunday, May 17th this year. And if you go to reconnectrochester.org/bikeweek, you'll see the full schedule. Every day, there's going to be a different group ride that's open invite for all ages and skill levels that you can go to. If you're not quite comfortable due to the pandemic bicycling among other people, we also have some short solo thematic rides that you can do with your family, such as bicycling to dessert on one day or bicycling to a body of water one day. We have these short little fun rides that you can do on your own time with your own family, which is neat too.
Yeah, and this, and given COVID, we mentioned last year kind of COVID threw you guys for a loop, but you know, given the social distancing, cycling is a good way to get out, fresh air, do something where you can kind of keep your distance from other people so you can feel safe from that standpoint and still get out and do something.
Yeah, last year was incredible to see. I mean, as soon as the pandemic started, I know that I was grateful that, if we were going to have something like that, at least it started in March when our temperatures were starting to warm up. And what Rochester and other cities saw immediately was people getting out their bikes from their basement, getting their bikes out of their garage, getting them tuned up. For some people, it was buying a bike for the first time in many years. And I remember seeing a photo of Burt's Bikes in Henrietta and empty shelves, like an empty floor of bicycles, because the new bikes were so hard to get at that point. But everybody was buying bicycles and people were riding new trails for the first time. It was just an amazing opportunity. People really found a new hobby during the pandemic last year. And we're hoping that that enthusiasm continues into this year.
Yeah, we really do live in a beautiful area. I mean, Rochester, you hear people gripe about Rochester, but it is one of the most beautiful places, I think, in the country as far as water goes, parks and biking trails as well. So rather than just staying holed up in your house this summer, the air conditioning on, either get your bike out of the garage or go get yourself a bike, even if it's a cheap one for, cheapest one you can find, Walmart, Target, whatever. Get on that bike, go find some of these trails and go riding. Bike Week might be a great way for you to start off, get involved. And you can meet some new people. You can meet Jesse. You can meet some great people in this cycling community here in Rochester.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things to do, Mark, is we also do bike education at Reconnect Rochester. Just speaking for myself, I did not bike, not even once, not even once in my 20s. And I got back on a bike at age 31 because I wanted to try, you know, biking to work just to see how it was. And I was so nervous and I stuck to the sidewalks and I did not feel comfortable in any way bicycling to my workplace. But what changed my life literally is I took a 2-hour bike class at the Rochester Brainery in August 2013. And I got schooled in how to properly ride in traffic and how to be more comfortable. And that class totally changed my trajectory. So a few years later, I got certified myself as a bicycle instructor. So one of my favorite things to do at Reconnect Rochester is doing similar classes where people who like the idea of biking more, they just don't feel safe, they don't feel comfortable. I can just come alongside them, teach them some best practices, teach them how to make cycling easier for themselves, more comfortable. And we do a lot of that bike education. We do classes at the Rochester Public Market, and I'll be putting those details together soon. So if anybody is in that category that they want to get more comfortable on their bike, just send me an email, cycling@reconnectrochester.org, and we'll be in touch.
I love it. I love it. Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance, it has been just a pleasure to chat with you today. Really appreciate your time. I learned so much. I'm sure our audience learned a lot as well. Again, the website, reconnectrochester.org. Go get involved. Like Jesse said, he didn't ride his bike at all in his 20s. And then, you know, maybe it was the confidence that you lacked. You took that class at the Rochester Brainery, you said, and it gave you the confidence you were looking for, I guess, to hop on that bike and to use it a whole lot more. And what a life changer that can be in so many ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that most people, you know, don't like the idea, rightly so, of riding beside automobile traffic. But I can just say honestly that it's something that has to be learned. It's not something that necessarily comes natural to anybody. But if you get those basic, you know, skills under your belt and you learn to navigate in traffic, we are blessed with a very beautiful community to bike in.
Yeah. Go out and take advantage of that. Jesse Pierce from Rochester Cycling Alliance, a pleasure chatting with you today. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.